Do you want to be an online marketing pro? Well, don't make these mistakes. What's up, good people? This is Anthony Deloach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing 3 mistakes that every online entrepreneur should avoid. That's right, 3 marketing mistakes that every online entrepreneur should avoid. Now, before I get right into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur and you're ready to be successful online, then you need to be in this community. You will get all the training, the coaching, and the mentoring that you need to be successful online. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join and you can get all the information on the academy and you can get started today for only $7. That's right, $7 for your first 30 days and you'll be on your way to success. Go ahead and join the academy and I will see you on the inside. Now into the topic of today's episode. All right, guys, on this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing 3 marketing mistakes that every online entrepreneur should avoid. These are 3 disastrous mistakes that will cause failed product launches, failed business launches, and just all types of issues for your online business. And I want to help you avoid these mistakes. And you know how I do it. I want to jump right into the content of this episode. The first mistake that I want you to avoid is not doing enough research. I find it so often that entrepreneurs don't do enough research. They just want to jump right into doing what they do. They get an idea for a product. They get an idea for a business and they just want to jump right into it. But how about doing the research first? You should do the research and find out, hey, is this a product that people want? How do you do that? Just ask them. Ask the people if this is a product that they want. Look and do your research. Are they buying something similar? Is there a solution out there that's not working up to satisfaction right now? Is there someone else marketing or selling a product that's similar? Are people paying money to avoid this problem? Are people really searching for a solution to the problem that you're trying to solve? If they are, then you have a viable product. But if they aren't, then you may need to rethink the product that you're trying to deliver or the business that you're trying to create. Make sure you do the research. You should know exactly where your ideal audience is hanging out. You should know what their pain points are, and you should be asking them, participating in the groups that they're in, getting around them. You want to understand them. Do the research. Going into your Google keyword, go look at the Google keywords that they're searching. Find out how much search volume there is every month on the problem that you have. You want to do this. Go to Ask the Public and then find out what questions are being asked. And when you can find out that information, you can find out if you have a viable product and people are ready to buy your product or to patronize your business. All right. The next thing that I want to talk about, here is another mistake that people make. It is branding too much and not spending enough time acquiring customers. I believe branding is so important and you should have great colors and you should have a great logo and your website should be nice and you should be nice in all your pictures. All of that stuff is great. But what about acquiring customers? You should be spending majority of your time acquiring customers and getting new business and growing your business more time than you're spending branding. I've seen people with bad branding, but banging businesses. Bad branding, but banging businesses because they knew where to focus. They focused on acquiring customers and getting the job done. And if you focus on getting the job done for your customers and providing results, your branding won't be so important. And it'll give you time to perfect the branding side of the world. But you want to focus on acquiring customers. Do not make the mistake of doing too much branding and not acquiring customers. The last mistake that I want to talk to you about is not building hype, right? You need to be building hype about your product and your service and everything else. You need to be on it. You need to be doing those live videos. You need to be sending out emails. You need to be telling everyone that you know about it. You should be having conference calls and meetings, getting yourself hyped up, getting your audience hyped up, getting everyone hyped up. Look, I want to tell you that hype is one of the things that sells more products than anything else. It shouldn't be unwarranted hype, though. Don't get people hyped about something that's not going to be what you promised to deliver. You want to make sure that it's warranted hype, letting people know, I finally have the solution to the problem you've been suffering with for years, and I'm about to launch it, and you're about to be able to get it at a phenomenal price, and you're going to be so excited about it. Those are the things that you want to be doing. Now, I want to give you a bonus tip. You know how I do. I like to give bonuses out. Here's one bonus, and it relates to my first tip. You do not want to be marketing to everybody. Nobody can market to everyone. You want to market to a specific niche. You've heard the saying before, the riches are in the niches. So find your niche and market to them. And when you market to your niche, you will be so much more successful. You'll have people that will gravitate to you. Now, yes, that means you will repel some people, but you should attract some people and repel some people if you're going to be successful. Repel the people who are not going to buy from you anyway and attract those loyal customers who will buy from you time and time again. The riches are in the niches. That's my bonus point there. Guys, you know how I say it. You want to go ahead and implement these strategies. This is going to help you be so much more successful in your online business. Avoid these mistakes. Avoid every one of these mistakes. Use the opposite and go out and make it happen. So let me recap for you. I want to recap for you. The first mistake that you want to avoid is going out and not researching your product, service, or business. You do not want to do that. You do not want to create a business and create more branding than you do acquiring customers. You want to focus more of your time on acquiring customers, and you don't want to create too little hype. You want to make sure that there's enough hype around your product and service and your business. And the bonus tip is that the riches are in the niches. All right, guys, I hope you're taking this information and I hope you're implementing it in your business. As always, until the next episode, I want you to go out and crush it in your online business. Make it happen. I'm out.